Good morning. I'm going to ask, this is a tough quiz, tough question. And it's a picture. I don't know if you know it. Probably don't. Do you recognize this man? No. Anybody out there recognize him? Yes. Mr. Rogers. Have you ever heard of Mr. Rogers? In the neighborhood? No. He was a movie star of sorts. He was very famous, and he was on TV. Every day, he would start his day like this. He'd put on a sweater, take off his shoes, and he just wanted to be a neighbor to people. And this is what he'd say when he started his program. He says, it's a beautiful day. Actually, he sang it. I'm not going to sing it. It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? And at the end of the song, he says, won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Who's your neighbor? Do you know who your neighbor is? Do you know what a neighbor is? No? Oh, you do? What's a neighbor? Okay, neighbor is somebody that lives close to you. A neighbor is more than somebody that just lives close to you. Remember the story that I just read, Jesus gave in the gospel? He says a man was walking down the road and he got attacked and was beat up and robbed and left there for dead. And a very religious man, a priest, came by. He looked at him and went, huh? And he walked on by and didn't help him at all. He didn't know him. He was a stranger. And then another religious person came by and he looked at him and said, and he walked on the other side of the road, pretending like he didn't see him, you know? And he just kept going. And there's this man, half dead, laying in the street. And they didn't help him at all. And Jesus says, a man came along as a Samaritan. They hated the Jews very much. And this was a Jew laying in the street. You know what he did? He helped him. He bandaged up his wounds, took him to the hotel, and took care of him there and paid for all the expenses. And Jesus says, who is the neighbor to this man? This is the man who helped him. He didn't live next to him. He didn't even know him. But he was a neighbor. So that's how we kind of understand what is a neighbor. And that's what Mr. Rogers was kind of say. He says, even though he died a few years ago and he had millions of watchers and viewers and neighbors, he says, I just felt like I was stopping in for a visit with my neighbors. So you can be a neighbor to anybody that you help and that you're kind to. They don't have to live next to you or even close. They can be a complete stranger. And Jesus says, go and do what this man has done. Be good to people. Be friendly. Help them. And in doing that, you're a neighbor and you are serving Jesus also. Okay? There you go. Thank you.